And go. Hey, it's Jacob and Rashani. And I'm just going to record a little conversation because I couldn't be bothered to find subject matter and news. So, yeah, the NDP won in Nova Scotia.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you got the person who you want to win winning.
Yeah, and it's the first NDP government in the history of the Maritimes.
And, I mean, I know that you sat up sleepless nights thinking about that. I mean, as a matter of fact, I heard that you were so anxious about it that you bypassed studying for a certain final to make sure that you thought fully about what was going to happen if the MVP didn't win.
Oh, yeah, speaking of my finals, oh my goodness, social studies and physical education tomorrow. And me being a typical gamer, I'm not so good on the push-ups.
Oh, weakling.
See, I can do sit-ups until the sun goes up and down and up and down, and I can run laps for forever. But I cannot, for the life of me, ever do more than 20 push-ups.
Oh, I put your face in the dirt. Not so much because you're a weakling, just because, you know, I'm a bully. I'm bad at that. I steal little kids' candy all the time. Of course, that's because I have little kids and they can't eat it all, but still, they get it.
So you're the bad guy?
Only when I want to be. Usually I'm pretty easy going about the whole thing. It's like, you got candy? Good. We got candy.
And of course, you provide the funds for the candy, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, so it's mine. It's all mine.
Oh, my parents used that argument on me for the Xbox. They said, oh, Jacob, you only paid for 2/3 of it. So technically, we can still ground you from it.
Yeah, they can. Not to mention the fact that they could just, at some point, choose to beat you and take it.
I don't think my mother could beat me, although my father, you know, he's not home enough to beat me, so.
Well, that's good. Beating is not a good thing. Beating is not funny.
According to Russell Peters, it is.
Yeah, getting beat up is funny, but beatings are not funny.
Have you ever noticed that with guys, we always laugh at someone else getting beaten up unless it's they're kicked in the nuts?
Like, usually.
Yeah, you can look at a guy, like, getting punched in the face, doing a face plant, but you see him get kicked in the nuts really hard, and you're like, ooh.
That had to hurt.
Yeah, you feel it.
Yeah, that's always funny. To me.
Glad to know that you're a sadist.
Yeah, I'm sadomasochistic at my finest, yeah. As long as it's not me. It's only bad news if it happens to someone else.
So, do you have anything you want to talk about to make this interesting for our 0.5 fans?
Yes, I do. How's that thing that they do up in Canada going that no one down here cares about? This Stanley Cup hockey. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. How's that going? I'm knowledgeable about this because right now a deciding game is happening. It's Pittsburgh versus Detroit, and if Detroit wins, they get the cup. But if Pittsburgh wins, they get the one last game, and that's the icebreaker. And
so what do you think's going to happen?
I sure hope Pittsburgh wins, because Sidney Crosby, he's from just down the road. He's on the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's purported to be the next Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, now, I do know who Sid the Kid is. I may not know who most people who play hockey are, but I know Sid the Kid, and I know Ovechkin from the Capitals, and I know, that's about it. I know Martin Brodeur from the Blackhawks.
Also, speaking of sports, you made a reference to Kobe Bryant when we were talking the other day.
And yay!
Yeah, and I learned that one of my friends' one of their parents went to high school with him.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that So, where, in Philly or in Italy?
You know, I think it's in Philly. They were just talking, they never specified. They're like, oh, I went to high school with a buddy there.
You gotta love the parental name drops. It's just like, yeah, you know, I never told you, but I went to school with, and then they'll name somebody obscure, and you're like, so? I never actually told you, but I went to school with Al Gore.
Yeah.
So? I'm just telling you, I just thought you'd be interested. Punk kid, give me your candy.
The best one ever was when my father was like, oh, I went to school with so-and-so, and I'm like, who is that? And he's like, oh, well, he's like the third cousin of Steven Spielberg, and I'm like, that's great.
Before I kill you, I just want to let you know that I'm your cousin's next-door neighbor's best friend's uncle's father's son.
And that makes us?
Absolutely nothing, which is what you will be after this fight. Spaceballs rocks.
It does, especially the bling that Yoda's, or not Yoda, what's his face?
Yogurt.
Yeah, Yoder. So, yes.
So, yes, this is a good time to be a sports fan. This is a good time to be a movie buff as well. Have you seen Up yet?
As I said, I'm quite strapped on cash. And yep.
Yeah, but while you're saying you're quite strapped on cash, you're a teenager who's quite strapped on cash, which means you tell your parents about the movie and they'll take you.
That's not how it works up in Canada.
Oh. I'm sorry.
No, it's more like I tell my cousin.
It always works when my kids tell me that kind of stuff. Hey, did you know that such and such is coming out? Didn't you say you were interested in that? Like, no. Okay, because it's coming out today. And then my wife tells me to take him.
I'll tell you what I did go to see opening day, though. Terminator what? Salvation.
I'm sorry. Hiya, DJ. That's what we call a loud lap.
Yes, it is, and we also call that, in the industry, we call that, Jeff's Bird.
Yeah, yeah. He's the answer to Jeff's Bird.
Yes. Easily. If those two were ever to meet, they would destroy every podcast.
If DJ didn't break his wings first, he's a pretty intuitively destructive little boy. People say he takes right after his dad.
Mm.
He's a wing breaker! Food taker! Don't eat a hamburger around me! He's a wing breaker! Food taker!
Okay.
Thank you, thank you. So how when I got loud there, you heard it on your side as well as a echo?
No, not really.
Oh, well, never mind.
Echo.
Yeah, there's going to be a bit of a feedback echo. So, I can hear myself on your side, so at that point, on Pamela, there's a way to turn down the sound for both sides.
Now, how do I do this?
Hold on one second, let me tell you.
You're a wing breaker, food taker, whee!
Okay, let me see here.
Whee!
Tools, options.
Okay, I just went to tools and now I'm at options.
Okay, I'm just went
false.
Okay, tools, options. Call recording.
Mm-hmm.
Advanced. And sound level adjustment.
Okay. I'm still looking for advanced on this stinking interface.
I keep forgetting you got a demo version.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not here.
Okay.
So, I went to see Terminator Salvation opening day.
And you were so disappointed.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, my goodness. You are indeed the one. How was it?
I enjoyed it. I thought that I went into there looking for an action film and see Christian Bale yell gruffly at things. And on neither of those fronts did it disappoint. So, I enjoyed it, and I'd recommend it. Like, if you're a huge, like, Terminator dork, and you're gonna look for little inconsistencies, no, please don't go see it, because you're gonna ruin it. But what I did not enjoy about it was I saw product placement 2 times in that movie. Like, why do you want to have product placement in a post-apocalyptic world?
Oh, come on, you're looking too deeply into it. Go watch Demolition Man if you want to see product placement.
Go watch Castaway if you want to see product placement.
No, really. I'm so sincere. Go watch Demolition Man again, where all of the music on the radio is old commercials from Now Time. So the commercials are like Meow Mix commercials. And not only that, but the most trendy dining place to eat at is Taco Bell.
Nice.
Yeah. And then there's always the all-powerful iRobot with Will Smith when he spends the whole movie talking about his new Chuck Taylor All-Stars. Yeah, there's much worse advertising in movies. Oh, God, don't get me started.
No, please.
Please don't get me started.
Go on. I'm enthralled.
Nah, it's a dirty, dirty game how far they'll go with advertising nowadays. Some of them are blatant, like on Wayne's World, where they're just holding up different types of foods.
Mm-hmm.
And then other ones are not quite as easy to catch, but when you think about them, you'll get mad. Like, my wife made me watch a movie called The Women, which, by the way, has absolutely no men in it at all. It's really all women in it. That was interesting to me. But in it, every woman has an Apple computer.
Oh, fantastic.
And they always have the screen turned or the camera pointed perfectly, so when the women are on the computer, you can't see what they're typing, but whether it's night or day, you can see that Apple logo as clear as crystal.
Okay, so we're at 12 minutes 30 seconds. So what have you been playing?
Infamous. I love that game. And The World Ends With You. I love that game too.
Mm.
Those games are both very, very awesome. I will recommend them to everybody who has a PlayStation 3 and a DS respectively, because they are the funnest. I also on weekends play... Hi, DJ.
I heard that.
On weekends play Halo 3. Multiplayer. So if you have Halo 3, which you don't, Jacob, but
I do, if any I have listeners,
it's scratched up. So if any listeners have Halo 3 and a desire to get down and play with a legend in my own mind and his 7-year-old son, try and find out my gamer tag and come on over.
Okay. And I've been playing Shadowrun and Call of Duty and Need for Speed Carbon and Burnout Revenge. So
now, when you say Call of Duty, is it World at War?
Yes, but also I have been playing Super Mario. If you want to hear more about my NES and old school gaming adventures, check out The Daily Grind. I'm not sure if that episode has been or ever will be released.
Let's try to re-release it. It's the May 25th episode from Memorial Day, in which Jacob and I talk for a good hour about absolutely nothing. It's the Seinfeld episode, ladies and gentlemen. It's Seinfeld.
Enjoy.
And I learned more about Canada and old school games. It was beautiful.
And so, take it out. Do you want to give yourself any plugs?
Daily grind, daily grind, 10K, 10K, daily grind, 10K, 10K, SaboteurGame.com, go Lakers, daily grind. Okay.
And so I'm going to end this, and hope you guys are going to enjoy this. I'm not going to edit it, I'm just going to put it through Levelator, and I hope you all have a good night.
Good call with the Levelator, you are learning, daily grind, 10K, daily grind, 10K, hey!